Welcome to Women Making History. Each week, we meet interesting and inspirational women who dared to make history. I'm Jennifer May Anderson. This week's history-making woman lived in the 18th century and was an inventor, businesswoman, and expert in both the art of delivering babies and teaching other women how to do the same. Angélique Marguerite Labourcier de Caudray launched her career in 1737 when she began as an apprentice midwife under the guidance of Anne Bressane. In 1740, she completed her apprenticeship and registered as a licensed midwife in Paris. This was a rigorous and expensive process. After an apprenticeship, to become a licensed midwife, she had to pay a fee, pass an exam administered by medical experts, produce testimony from a member of the clergy as to her religious character, and her friends were cross-examined in order to determine her moral suitability for the profession. All this was required because midwives were expected to testify in legal cases and were considered experts in the areas of pregnancy, virginity, and paternity. This status caused some jealousy in medical men who viewed midwives with suspicion and thought the modern medical methods they practiced should be more highly regarded than the skills of a simple midwife. These doctors found a neat solution to their problem, and for many years they refused to hold the exams that would certify new midwives. This left aspiring midwives to figure out new ways of gaining the skills and expertise necessary to support women during pregnancy and childbirth. At this time, de Caudray was one of the leading midwives in Paris, as she became the head midwife at Hôtel Dieu, where women went to deliver babies regardless of their ability to pay for the service of a midwife. Each year at Hôtel Dieu, about 1,500 babies were delivered, and de Caudray experienced every delivery challenge possible. A nobleman advertised for a midwife to come to his estates in 1751 to teach the local peasants how to deliver babies, and de Caudray answered the call. It was here that she developed her inventive teaching method, which favored practice over theory and involved hands-on learning. De Caudray put together a fabric model of a woman's womb and the infant inside it. This allowed aspiring midwives to practice many different deliveries, including the difficult and challenging ones that de Caudray had experienced at Hôtel Dieu. Over the years, she perfected her model, adding fluid-filled sponges to simulate the different stages of labor and delivery. She eventually authored a manual for midwives, which was presented in clear language for those who could read, but also included many illustrations for those who could not. This allowed them to have a reference guide with them once they were finished with their training and were working far away from de Caudray's supervision. De Caudray was developing her groundbreaking methods in midwife instruction at a time in France's history when infant mortality at childbirth was increasing rapidly, and the infants who didn't die in childbirth were often disabled due to careless and uninformed delivery methods. As de Caudray was known as the expert in childbirth and delivery, the King of France gave her a royal commission to travel the country and train midwives in her methods. She trained hundreds of women, not only in how to deliver babies, but also in how to teach other women how to do the same. Medical surgeons of the day believed that the issues of infant mortality and injury at childbirth were caused by ignorant midwives, and many refused to let de Caudray teach in areas where they had influence. They believed the answer to these problems was in eliminating women completely from the profession of midwifery. The surgeons created rival manuals and lobbied the government to remove her royal commission and the authority it gave her. De Caudray persevered in spite of the extreme challenges that faced her as she passed on her title and authority to her adopted niece. De Caudray retired in the early 1780s, however, her niece continued her work into the 19th century. Angélique de Caudray revolutionized the art of midwifery education, empowered hundreds of women across France with the knowledge of how to deliver babies safely, and helped to reduce infant mortality and injury, all while facing unrelenting confrontations from male medical professionals. And that makes her a woman who made history. Thanks for listening. To meet more fascinating women who made history, listen each week at this time on Alternative Radio 91X or visit womenmakinghistory.ca.